I've been sharing on the root of bitterness, and I'll go more deeper this morning on the root of bitterness. One of my favorite scriptures when it comes to relationship is 2 Timothy chapter 3.
Na ma samu kra ye menyu aje ho oben nkita huza onyi Timothy wo ma oto de bie
ntiche ebes ibasa Apostle Paul gives us a perfect picture of emotional habits in the last days.
Osma for Paul otwem fo yin pefe a ozimu trenyen nkofu honu su embra asankanmu atosin.
So it's all about behavior. Why will human beings behave the way behave? What influences behavior? What shapes our behavior? So we can locate people and then describe them. This is their behavior. I don't even want to say character. It's more about behavior. I need to do a research between difference between character and behavior.
Na meye inshishem afa obiswa odenizi no bina ban most moti.
Well, I believe that your behavior will expose your character.
Na mijimi zide wusu moti no onu no disubanizi.
It's not the character that exposes behavior. It's your behavior tells about your character, what you have come to embrace as your principle and values of relationship. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 to 4, the English Standard Version, for me is what I call the perfect picture of the emotional habits that govern lives today.
And
Paul was using this as a reference on how to relate with other people. But verse 5 is one area I'll talk about, because Paul, after he had described the emotional abyss, he says, avoid them.
Paul, no, okay, you know, as I share is a corner order, yeah, for doing you call fools in Kitamu, na equas, okay, na, we are us yampo.
Last week I made a statement. I said, I almost said that I don't agree with Paul.
And Kamea Macademy,
I almost said that, but Apostle Paul was anointed and he had revelation, so he understand what he was saying. But in his revelation, he has given us also revelations. Apostle Paul, as a human being, had his strength and weaknesses. So he wasn't a perfect person. He had depth of spirituality, but as a human being, he's just like us. Remember, he's in relationship with Barnabas, how the relationship was broken. Because of Barnabas' nephew, Mark. Barnabas said, let's go with Mark. Paul said, no, Mark, he left us when the times were difficult. So that was his argument. I mean, as a normal human being, you would disagree on somebody's character or behavior. But years later, you find Paul saying, I need Mark around.
Into Barnabas, I shall not catch and may any mark uncle or said I be in Zamamu years in Ojan Ho, Nimum E or Yenim Penusu, Chade as an Oyan Yo, Nimum E. Chino over window with your mark into us, my uncle Nanka Fanambra.
Apostle Paul, after giving us the picture of people's behavior, then goes into other conclusions. But I want to draw on why people will behave this way.
It
says, but understand this, that in the last days, chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, verse 1, in the last days, there will come times of difficulty.
Now, ye there, and there, Ozi, a true numino, I reho, Berbaba.
if you read from verse 2 to 4, you will notice that the difficulty Paul was addressing was not economic difficulty, because that's where quite a number of preachers would dwell, that last days, it was a bad thing. So they talk about economic difficulty, but you notice that Paul's theme here was not economic difficulty, but relationship difficulty.
And
I want to suggest to you that the ability of human beings to become human is the greatest difficulty we have in today's world. It's not money. It's human beings being human. And loving and caring and forgiving like human beings are supposed to. Paul says in verse 2, for people will be lovers of self, selfish. Is it true of us? Selfish. As long as you make me happy, I don't care how the other person feels. Serious, oh?
Oh, yeah.
You're serious.
Oh, yeah. Papa.
People are selfish. Lovers of money.
Sika pefo.
Proud.
Ahunse shafo.
Arrogant.
Ahunramfo.
Abusive.
Enzebofo.
Disobedient to their parents.
Awofo do asuazanofo.
Ungrateful.
Bonyayefo.
True of us. You cut your head and put on a plate for somebody. The next day they'll tell you are rich.
Show it for to pray to me for movie as it's on back at your day, onion.
You want to? Okay, Ryan, Papa. And if you want me to be my one today, I'm a me, Papa. My uncle be some time ago, also catch him there. I mean, the major, chest off of Beazibu. Because of maybe experience when you as a man chest off was a biabium. Men chest off a biazi. Because of maybe some experience you have had.
A beard seen when he be a wing in sea.
I mean, I want you, my eye. I mean, your papa, me, you're grateful. I know you're grateful.
Yeah.
People are ungrateful today.
Call free a bunyaya for.
You can take them to school, pay their school fees.
They will
never remember.
One kaida.
Unholy. Verse 3 says, heartless.
One you do.
Unappeasable.
Asankadofo.
Slanderous.
Insekubofo.
Without self-control.
One won ye ahoshado.
Brutal.
Aboyafo.
Not loving good.
One won pe papa.
Treacherous.
Yimafo.
Reckless.
It's your zanfo.
Swollen with conceit.
Enyiminamfo.
Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
One wodo enyiji san nyame.
A perfect picture of human behavior today.
Yemfoyina ozima ode nyimpa nisu.
What I call emotional habits that govern life today. One writer, he's written a lot of books on emotional intelligence. He says it's an uptick in emotional ineptitude. It means an uptick in emotional clumsiness. It's called Goldman. I read his book.
I'm your show. We'll find
have these books on my Kindle. I read a lot of books about emotions.
I mean, can you book who be brave and act and come?
This desperation and recklessness in our families.
Us book.
I read a book and the world tonight. That's where. Young lady.
My kind book will be na akechesi na oya mede ono on char bibi kakre bipe na nubu.
And what caused it?
Na benazenosi.
At the age of 12, the father had an affair with her, 12-year-old daughter. Had an affair. And then the grandfather also had an affair with her. People have become like animals. The message translation says, dog eats dog character. Dog eats dog.
Bodom zi bodom.
Or your phrase. Dog eat dog character. That's I'll read the message translation. We have a dog in the house, and we have three cats. The cats are kittens. When you put food in the plates of the kittens and then the dog will eat his own quickly and then go to the kittens. Dog eat dog. Animals. How can you have an affair with your 12-year-old daughter? I mean, you are crazy. Was so fine, oh, wear your makeup fine. Were you used to perfume? But what about them? Oh, yeah, then, Aja, and you're about 12-year-old girl, Dana. What's all, Papa? Or another? Hey! An uptick in emotional ineptitude. Let me read the message translation of 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 5. The message translation. I've not started my sermon, this introduction, but I'll be on time, don't worry.
2
Timothy 3, 1 to 5, the message. It says, don't be naive. There are difficult times ahead. As the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed, money-hungry, self-promoting, cruel-tack-up, profane, eat dog. That's the message translation. See, the phrase dog eat dog is an idiom that describes a fiercely competitive and cutthroat environment when people are willing to do whatever it takes to succeed. You don't care whose foot they tread, whose axe they goad, they must succeed. They must get what they want to do. Even though it's unconventional and not allowed for them, they will do it. It says unbending, slanderous, impulsive, possibly wild, savage, cynical, treacherous, ruthless, bloated windbags, addicted to lust and allergic to God. I like that. They are addicted to lust, but allergic to God. Some of them have been with us for almost 30 years in this church. 30 years in this assembly. Under this ministry. There are times I ask myself, what have I been preaching? Look at what the passion translates. It says, but you need to be aware that in the final days, The culture of society will become extremely fierce. People will be self-centered. Lovers of themselves. And obsessed with money. They will boast of great things as they strut around in their arrogant pride and mock all that is right. They will ignore their own families. They will be ungrateful and ungodly. They will become addicted to hateful and malicious slander. Slaves to their desires. It goes on and on. You see, the question I ask myself that what is creating this behavior among today's human beings? I've done a lot of studies and I've come to the conclusion that we are product of our domestic environment we grow up under. We are product of how we're parented. Amen.
Amen.
In the home, are we?
As
a father, you grow up and you have deficiencies.
Your father was a father.
Not a father. One behavior will be insecurity. You are so insecure. And you become dangerous. Anybody who gets close to your husband is in trouble. You always have a feeling that I'm going to be abandoned again. If you grew up without a mother's love, you always also have a problem. Amen.
Amen.
Insecurity, hatred, anger, bitterness, slander, abuse, they are all products of the domestic environment we were raised under. And number of today's people are suffering from a disease that I call acquired affection deficiency syndrome. I've said it for so many years, but now you should know it. Acquired affection deficiency syndrome. Say it after me. Acquired affection syndrome. What is AIDS? It means that your ability to be, for your immunity to fight diseases has become weak. Acquired affection means that you have a serious shortage of affection. Because affection is what keeps our emotions touching. The word of God will feed your spirit.
Perfect.
Holy Ghost, it builds your spirit. What builds your body is relationship. Especially relationship with your parents. Parents who are here, you have no idea the effects of your parenting on your children. You have no idea. A logical child who
knows
the environment and they are parented, they grow up and they are positive. Not your biological child. Grow, they have a father figure, a mother figure in my life. It sets them up to grow. When there's poor parenting, I call it inappropriate parenting, it affects your child's behavior. And that's how some of us, our behavior has been affected because of the way we were parented.
Into about and yane in your papa, on your check out one more from another, into the year would be no mere de demusi biezi.
I've used myself as an example when I got married to your mom.
I mean, Mr. Mohoya and Fatom and Bram
39 years ago.
Baya, you feel your son, I couldn't be our best son of all.
Yeah, what I check a cranamwa.
Yeah.
Rest in your best celebrity and 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow, amen.
When I married her, I was incapacitated in my ability to sit down with her and share, communicate. I was seriously deficient.
In time, I'm aware, no, yet, and a power, Muntumin, and
seriously deficient. Why? Because I grew up with my father who rarely. My father, when he's watching TV, you can't even go to the hall to watch TV even.
Abezinsa, O Sunday, I mean, Minini Waja, or no, you mean Zunkomo. Or shall it be a chapel? That way, Boka cuts our day.
Remember, Adam, if you school and work of family home port, Miss Francis, the male actors in the bedroom. I'm here, Missy. I mean, I'm in home of a jacko with TV and two more cuts around hollow. A quiet twizzy and Casa. So Bob won't want Borosha going to make a go. Baba go, Papa go Kruzwa. Ofa Boati. Ofa, only a jack to come in our Bohrema. Why, money? O Bohrema. Hey, come now. Make it to the moment, General Harbor. Yamo Remo, a jack win him. Most of all, Motivia. Sitting down with my wife, I noticed I had a problem and I had to work on myself. See, the thing about in relationship is that you become relationally positive when you're able to notice that I have a problem.
As a walk crowd, all war in Kitan was in your day, one can say, boom, with the hour, how never be a wage.
I know Prosper and Efua, you are perfect, and you are perfect, no problem. But no more problem. Now, dear boy, me say, me who some more problem. That's the key to healthy relationship. You must be able to assess yourself. Am I loving? Am I forgiving? Am I bitter?
Well, Ankasa,
you must be able to assess yourself.
That's
not over.
There, I mean, me you be a mother, me you negative.
See, the problem is that some of us, baby, we've grown up with the negative that we think the negative is. It's normal for me to be bitter. I mean, one young man whose wife was in our church so many years ago. I heard he was abusing the wife physically. So I went to the house and confronted him. Why are you doing this to your wife in the presence of your children? When I was young, I was wild. When I was young, I was wild. I will come to your house. Pastor, I have to discipline their mother in their presence so that when they grow up, they won't behave like their mother. Fool!
Also, so for or whatever sense and one mammy, no way, you mamma, when you know, why you're the mammy, no.
A boy, my own mamma, is here for washing. So the children grow up, they don't trust any man. For some of them grow up with what I call bitter root judgment. I'll teach on that later. Bitter root judgment is that you see your mom or dad in a certain behavior you don't like.
So you
vow that me, I won't do that. I won't do what my daddy did. I won't do what my mommy did. What happens is that you have judged your parents. By the time you realize you are doing worse than them. You've not forgiven your dad and mom for some of the negative things you saw. So you've grown up what I call bitter root judgments.
I'm
not here, Papa. Oh, Ben, you're worse. You see, behavior. It is one of the deep things we need to do a lot of studying. Sometimes, as you grow and progress in life, then those emotional deficiencies show up. I was telling one friend of mine, I said, when my folks, people were not married, we didn't have a lot of problems. Our problem, our insecurity, our bitterness, but waste, but no one prayer. It's young Gicho, also, are you evangelist, not a person, or a pastor? As evangelist, all about our word, why I deliver my soccer? Now, so for I want to solve a problem. Sometimes you don't notice you have a problem until something comes up. Let me give you one study. Peter went to Samaria for a crusade.
Peter, of course, Samaria, do kakanya miasen.
Peter, John, and they were having a powerful time there.
Now one woyen bra no ye tumu.
Acts chapter 8, 18-24. When Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this your wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thoughts of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." I like that. Who is Simon?
Simon.
In Acts chapter 8 verse 9, it says that Simon previously practiced sorcery in the city and was the main man in the city. A problem, I see no color.
No, ye, it's one to twinny. There will be our hawa or corner, okay, bisa.
Do you know, say Simon got born again?
It's why, yes, some pacano, no, yaw.
He was following the apostles.
It's in all car as smartphone.
But when he saw the laying on of hands and people being healed and speaking in tongues, I want this power too.
It's all that was in Sagun called Fodo, Uncle Foka Casaro, or to church and ask me pay the mutiny.
What's happening here? Simon was used to getting all the attention. Now Philip, Peter, and John were getting the attention.
Philip, Peter, and John.
So for me to get attention, I want this also power too. But Peter's diagnosis of his condition, you see, the key to health is diagnosis. The doctor will diagnose based on the test.
That's, you know,
Peter diagnosing the problem, say, Simon, as you know, it's saying that you're a bitter person.
Oh yeah, you zin, sir.
You're bitter.
Easy, yo.
It was a combination of bitterness, insecurity, and strive for significance. People who are insecure, one of their striving like that, I must be seen, I must be noticed, I want to be significant. He was used to getting the attention. Now somebody else is getting the attention, so he's bitter.
I'm
joining a choir. You see, what kind of you know about now you my I'm doing it until somebody else is preferred than you.
Oh, do baby, who dare always your question that what pure obese now?
Amen.
Amen.
Bitter that they have been passed. Bitter that they were not.
Turn one genuine tomb.
Bitter that they were.
One train you
some. Some are bitter toward God and toward certain individuals.
Even on poor words, the uncle, no way, yo, no words,
bitter toward family members. Seem better.
Now, never see a full crowd. What's the year or send them one now when you want that sarcano? Open me a year.
When you are whole, you don't live your life from a competitive perspective. You can't just work as a glory. Because you are okay with what God, as where God has placed you and what God has given you.
John
the Baptist, the disciples, and Barney, and Chamber, they suffer. Oh, cousin, Kofunya, the nature. Be our corner. Be ours in nature. Johnson, man, can't you one day? I'm a bad and business grammar now. I like something John said in John 3, chapter 30. He says, he must increase, but I must decrease.
Oh, child, the honor of course, now I'm a buffoon.
Amen.
Amen.
So, the reason why some of us have negative behavior,
Saints, I am being in the super pazy.
You are Christians already, pray in tongues.
But
relationally, you have a poor relational edge. You don't smile with anybody. You don't care less who came to church, who didn't come to church. You only care about yourself. Only care about your marriage. No woman should come close to my husband. It's secured. Nobody should get close to your husband. Nobody should get close to your wife. One man was dating a young girl in our church. And the young girl tells me that every time they come to church, after church, he will ask her, the one who spoke to you, who was he? Well, the upper church, Usher. I don't tell where, you know, Yapon, Usher again. Mi banye kasa ni nyimo e ofende. Chapel, aba chapel. Mo nyi bian kasa. Mi tsa. You see, in problem, our problem. You are insecure.
Injine yi.
See, but you know what? You don't have to be stuck to a certain temperament and tell yourself, I mean, mami tai. You are so negative, but it's mami tai. It's not proper. You were not born to be negative.
I will one ball. They better the musu born easy.
So if you were born there, enyeja papa mo asho. If you were born there, that's why. Enye mami papa. Enye nyano papa. If you were born there, that is the problem. That is why you behave the way you behave.
I onenye ehao no onti na eya wa azida meyi.
Onye usubana. See, temperament is not destiny. I read it somewhere. So temperament is not destiny. The word that father may negative nature that me destiny. I mean, my meeting. Okay, I was a meeting boom. That's me say mommy then as a child. Meeting boom.
Why about them?
Some things have shaped your character.
In Zemesina, Wadan, then the Muslim.
Especially parenting.
In Kankara, Abatan, yeah, a quana, wow, for father itself.
You don't love these aunties who are not there for you.
Abat, we snare a new quirk at say, when you were a mom.
You live with this. Some aunties are good, uncle.
And you don't say, new
uncle are good to become good fathers. Some of us are fortunate.
If you know, so were your popo.
There was a lady in the church, I'm closing with this. She fought with everybody in the choir. Only choir says, only be a
cool, new.
But still, oh, choir anymore. Chapel, your history for you. Me kind of want match up for some for some time in a quiet little small little bit there on this atiban so you understand. Also, okay, I'm observing. I want to watch on there, very sure, man. I will. You know what? This lady was a beautiful lady. She's not, in fact, she's not living abroad. Beautiful lady.
Oh, yeah, a band where you're a papa, papa, poor.
Objection, the father. Father will meet me in town and ask me, so for Obano or her, my father will be Sammy there. Only in your relationship. Where she was raised, she slept in the kitchen. The auntie's children slept in the bedroom.
So you can understand
her behavior.
That's a
problem. One young man be, they will come to church, very happy family. A happy family. One time, Oba Mifi, we were sitting on the stairs. I'm not happy. Me, mommy, point me, Ryan. That's the kind of wife she was married to. You say, my mother can come and visit.
My mom, I'm point to my best friend, be sure.
Smiling lady.
That's all by Aswa, no, Aswa, who did any see now?
Aswa, if I yes, you're 32. Aswa, who 32 now? That's all. I'm not going to no reason. I'm too much. I met the boy recently in a wedding in Accra. Why a big man does this? Oh, my uncle, because I remember those days, a young boy. I'm uncle, no wife. Uncle, no one. I wear my wife and kids. Every other person is somebody you should do away with. Every other person.
Yeah, on your way in a woman. Eja, menu and you are my
I'm not happy when I'm going home.
What's the mook of you and menu and
my wife doesn't like anybody, but she's a very good church member. Very good church Christian. I'm going to use the word church Christian.
A Bibia. May you know what? Okay, Christian.
Commandment is not destiny.
Sorry, no, you. You sooner than is in on your shepherd.
I'm a mammy time. Oh. Created that problem for you. I bet your mate and some.
Also, see what woman from him. No one made the Musuno Abakawodo.
I consider that as the number one problem in the world today.
Mom, then the only young hawk is so cool. Yes.
Well, one could see what you be a messer. Once you get Serbia, I probably won't bother by here. Yeah, Mr. I want to get Serbia. We don't have anybody we call friend.
You be a friend or your way uncle.
Who can leave your home, or you can leave your home and go.
I name where a friend.
Quite a number of Christians are very unhealthy.
A Christopher baby, you day and tapo.
They are smiling, jumping in church.
You who are, sir.
No, the one amazing. They use all the cliches.
Nina and Samayaka.
But they are sick.
Mum.
One of the young men who said me in London when I was there some time ago, the kind of work he does, he says,
I say, you may know, you know, hey, we're from Wokonko, Fifi. Now, when you want to so in
the body is getting spoiled.
It's a urban man, now I'm afraid.
It's very serious. Some you don't greet your next door neighbor.
In Chiano.
I mean, when I say, I started the project, and I made chairs for him. The man I'm catching. And I got a project when I'm better. Nobody knows you. No, that's all anybody doesn't know you. You are so unfriendly. Close doors. I'm not going to wear down more pro. Because next door they buy you. I'm about to know something. You are alone.
One could see.
The movie. Oh, it's a bit more sharp. I'm not going to hear you watch it. You're not saying you won't have a tremor. I'll say hi. Mom is having me a greeting, a expert. Oh, sorry, Robert, they be here. Match here, be here. Let's come on. Hello. How do you be here, Betchian? Mom, you're your bomb machine. I'll greet mom, say, you know. I mean, you know. But move on to our area. I like Hebrews chapter 2 in the 15. I say, see to it that. That no root of bitterness springs up. No, say to you that bitterness has not spring up. That means you don't have to be bitter. You, a lot of things have been done to you, but don't let that seed take root.
There, why in some PHC away pro or your yell name woman, madam, and away to your woman.
How do you stop the seed from taking root? Forgive. Think about it.
Jay, there, fetch it.
Before you talk about the problem, you give root to it. Don't let it take root. Stop talking about it. Because when it takes root, you become unhealthy. It will destroy you. You become a victim yourself. No, boss, no wife. Joseph, they refuse to be a victim.
Joseph knows the kind of
as I was here, he refused to be bitter. No matter what you have done, stop to forgive. Nanso, the reason why God brought you here is to help you to be whole.
Since I am coupon also behind us, oh Bahama,
can I have an amen here?
Amen.
You have to forgive. You need to forgive them. You need to forgive them. They don't need your forgiveness. You need to forgive them. So that you'll be whole. How many years are you going to live on this earth for you to go through life as a victim? There is a girl preaching Sunday in the following day, at the age of 76. Preach on Sunday, the following day he was dead. Heart attack. There was no sign that he was sick. How many years are you going to live for you to go through life as a victim, always talking about the abuse and the misuse? Please, I want you to be healthy. If there's somebody you need to forgive, forgive them over and over again. The thing about unforgiveness is that when you recollect it, the only way you can do it, keep on forgiving. And don't talk to anybody about it. My wife will tell you under our roof, we've not discussed even the issue.
Never.
Mention her as a reference or no.
Oh,
I don't want to be a victim so that the person who hurts me is gone, but I'm always a slave.
You're
a slave to the person who hurts you. So the person controls your thoughts and your feelings. Once in a while, you find people who we describe as strange because of their emotional, their behavior. And sometimes we say, oh, he's too sensitive or emotional. And you, I will tell you. Oh, daddy, oh, mommy, oh, you can judge the person. You are too sensitive or emotional. I will tell you. And for people like that, we need to be patient with them. You see, the church should be a healing community.
Oh, that's so no way,
the negative ones, don't drive them away. Pull them close. I will feed them. We need them. They need us. Emotional health is a process. It's not one time. Lay hands. It's a process of the body, the church, being a healing community, encouraging, receiving people, forgiving them. You're too emotional, you're too sensitive. I went, that's it. Don't judge them wrongly. Receive them, encourage them. No matter their negative behavior, let them feel welcome. Some of them are very, very potential blessings. Let's be a healing community. God has called Family Sanctuary to be a community where healing, health, and fellowship can be found. Let us be that healing community. Forgiving, receiving, releasing. Let us become a beacon of emotional health in this city.
So,
you know anybody who's going through an emotional process crisis, tell them come to Victory Bible Church.
So,
hallelujah.
Amen.